Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200. All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America. Across the country, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. Marty Terrell, Dominic Jimenez along the way as we talk the world of sports here for the next hour. Take you right up in two. News time and then sports talk throughout the overnight and the early morning hours here across the country and around the globe. Yeah, we'll put a bow on the Celtics 18th World Championship. You know, one thing, you know, not that it really matters, but .. But, you know, can once the die is cast and the ink barely dries, we already got Ramona Shelburne and other analysts around the country saying, is this going to be a dynasty? What is it? Can we have the duck boat parade? Can we get the duck boats there in Boston, Copley, get them to South Seaport? Can we have a celebration? Have it end at City Hall or the State House? My God. Dynasty, Schmynasty. They just won it less than 24 hours ago. My Lord. That's the hummingbird mentality now. Everybody's got the patience of a hummingbird. I mean, let's sit back and enjoy it, right, Celtics Nation? So there you go. 18th World Championship. Jaylen Brown, MVP. Tatum, finally, the bright lights did not get him. Who knows? Maybe he had those photo grays on last night. 31 points, nearly a triple-double. 11 boards, 8 assists. It was a really nice, I won't go virtuoso performance, but on the cusp therein was the performance out of Tatum. So, you know, the big two is now firmly minted in Boston. It's Tatum and Brown, and, you know, then you got to bring in other, you know, factors into it. If you need a shot before the half, give it to Peyton Pritchard. My God. I mean, it's just, you know, I don't know. But, hey, listen, Dallas, better days ahead for that franchise. The ownership group, I read a piece in the Dallas Morning News, that new ownership group, even though Cuban holds on to 27%, the new ownership group, they're committed. So, you know, Doncic and Irving, they need a big, you know, put Porzingis back on that team. And you got a different ball of wax, in my opinion. We'll do some baseball, and we're going to get into Euro 2024. Cristiano Ronaldo in action today. We'll check out Portugal. France survived a scare. And Mbappe got a broken schnoz. I think he's out of the next matchup. So, yeah, once we get to the elimination rounds, it'll get more exciting. Euro 2024. We'll pay some attention to that here. Coming up on a Tuesday into a Wednesday here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Don't go away.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
All right, talking the world of sports here. Sports Overnight America. American Premium Vodka. Again, celebrate responsibly. And our good friends at Rocket Mortgage, you know, in Ohio and Michigan, and obviously the Rocket Mortgage Center in Cleveland. We're going to effort to get Jeff Rice later on in the week. But yeah, Rocket Mortgage with that $10,000 now towards your closing cost at Rocket Mortgage. Check it out at rocketmortgage.com. Hey, we also want to do some housekeeping on the business side with a new affiliate, and it's been in the works for a while, but I want to throw out a special thank you to Robert Small, Bob Small, S-M-A-L-L. He is the operations manager at WGCH Radio, News Talk AM 1490. Welcome to Sports Overnight America, six nights a week. We're very, very excited about that. So thank you. And then Greenwich, Connecticut, you're talking Bedford, New York, Mount Kisco, Norwalk, Darien. They call it Connecticut's Gold Coast. But, man, they brought White Plains. They really do. They bring in a and there's even a town there. And you can Google this. How about Tuxedo Park? How would you like to have that as your mailing address? Tuxedo Park, New York. A little hoity-toity, doesn't it sound like it? Huh? Where people are dressed to kill. But anyways, yeah, you got Bedford, Mount Kisco, home to Hillary and Bill Clinton, that area. Fatal Attraction, the movie, Michael Douglas, Ann Archer was filmed, Mount Kisco, Bedford, New York area. Gold Coast of Connecticut. So welcome, and thank you, Bob Small. In large part, Mr. Small, we are honored to be part of the WGCH News Talk AM 1490 family in Greenwich, Connecticut, and points beyond. White Plains as well, home to IBM. And we look forward to it. And we look forward to our political advertising coming up late summer, early fall into an election year. So, all right, let's get to the world of sports. I think I covered the Celtics in the Open. I don't want to belabor the point. I the dynasty talk, I knew it was coming. I swear to God, last night I'm going to bed and I'm saying, you know what? I'm going to wake up tomorrow. Someone's going to say it. It's either going to be Stephen A., Skip Bayless, Keyshawn, Craig Carton. Someone, one of the talking heads in the morning is going to, and sure enough, bingo, bango, bongo. 3 for 3. Everybody's talking. Mike Greenberg, everybody's talking. I mean, maybe Rick Tittle brought it up here on Sports Byline. I mean, maybe Rick did. And Rick's family, so he can get away with it. But I just can't go there with you folks. I can't do dynasty talk. My God. You know, win back to back, okay? Do what UConn has done, okay? UConn won back to back. Hurley, you know, snubbed $70 million. Now you can talk about, hey, Connecticut's a favorite to. he didn't. So Rick Tittle didn't bring up. Thank you, Dom. Rick Tittle did not bring up Dynasty. So great. And I love Rick Tittle. Tittle Inning Sports on this very network. Anyways, I digress. Anyhow, Dynasty, UConn wins too. Then you can start having that conversation. But until then, just put a lid on it, would you please? My God, we went from, hey, the Celtics are going to blow a 3-0 lead to now are they a dynasty? It's just the way people do things. I can't be one of them. I'm not going to be complicit to that stupid stuff. I'd rather just be not outwardly a contrarian, but just, you know, hey, it was a great year. 68-14, they ran roughshod through the playoffs. Let the record show that every single stop along the way for Boston, every single playoff stop along the road to an NBA championship was what? Injury-marred teams. Miami, Indiana, Dallas, and there's a – Dom, you can help me out. Who did the Celtics – this is why Dom gets paid the big bucks. The Celtics on their path to the NBA championship beat the Pacers, the Heat. They didn't play the Sixers. Cleveland's the
Cavaliers.
One. Cavaliers, yes. Donovan Mitchell was hurt, and they didn't have Allen. So they were beaten up. Cleveland was the one I couldn't think of. So at each and every outpost, at each and every stop en route to cutting down the nets in Boston last night, even though that's college basketball parlance, cutting down the nets, they popped the champagne in the NBA, I guess. Long story short, the Celtics winning this championship, I'm not saying you place an asterisk next to it. I think you just have to remember, make a mental note, A, first of all, who they played and what the circumstances were. Indiana lost Halliburton after what? Game one or two, he was done. And so too were they. Rick Carlisle knew it. The whole team knew it. There's no way. No way. And what did, the Indiana won one in Boston, or did they sweep them? I don't remember. But it was 4 or 5-game series. And in all rights, Boston probably should have swept Dallas. But, we said it Friday night on the show before the game even started. Wouldn't be surprised if the Celtics don't show up and get beat. They didn't show up, and not only did they get beat, they got humiliated, and the tables got turned last night to the tune of 106-88. All right, so that's where we go with you, Celtics. We put a cap on that. The other thing I would get into right now, and you have to pay attention to it a little bit, and I sat here Saturday night on this very network, and it was 1-0 Florida, and I mean, I swear to God, I'm not making this about me, but I said to anybody who would listen, this series is over. Bobrovsky, Sergei Bobrovsky is just standing on his head. He's playing great. He's a steel wall. It's like trying to penetrate a steel curtain. And next thing you know, I turned away. I went back to doing the show. I was paying more attention to Gervonta Davis and Frank Martin fight, the fight out in Vegas at MGM, than I was a Stanley Cup game four. I came back and I thought my eyes were playing tricks on me. It was 6-1. Then it was 7-1. And the ultimate final, 8-1. Tonight, listen, 3-1. We're back in Florida. It should end, but who knows? They still got to play the game tonight. We shall see. My gut tells me it'll be like Boston, almost mirror to what happened. Boston was up 3-0. Florida was up 3-0. Boston got embarrassed. Florida got embarrassed. Boston came back on home ice, home court, took care of business, and away we go. Florida could follow that same pattern tonight. Now, again, you have to say this because we said it about Dallas. If Dallas had won last night, now you're going back there Thursday night at American Airlines Center, and you got a whole different ball of wax. You got a whole different scenario, set of circumstances. 3-2. Tatum's inability or unwillingness to be able to handle the pressure would have been in play. Jaylen Brown is a whirling dervish in good times, but when the pressure is on, he's not a whirling dervish. He is a shrinking violet. All right. That's what we'd be saying right now. That's exactly what we'd be saying right now. So we'll see. I am interested. I will put myself firmly on record suggesting that this could be different for Edmonton because of two guys. Draisaitl finally got off the schneid. Leon Draisaitl is a sniper. He is a great player, and Connor McDavid's probably the best the game's got to offer. And he's in the conversation. Now you put those two guys together with a renewed sense of having reclaimed their offensive identity, and the idea that this is the Edmonton team, that got to the Stanley Cup Finals, that bloodied themselves through the West, and now is going up against the beast in the East, which is the Florida Panthers. But we cannot dismiss the fact that Edmonton has now kind of shifted the paradigm, got the focus on themselves, got their offensive maladies apparently corrected, and all of a sudden we're staring down a barrel of, hey, this may be game on. And I'm telling you, this game tonight, I think, could be a little different. It could be a lot different. I think Edmonton's got a big shot tonight. Maybe we're starting to see, and I will say this, I was the first one to, or the last one, I should say, to come around on Bobrovsky. I thought he was overrated. Every time I turned around, he was putting in a bad game, not necessarily this year, but in years past. I'm thinking they can't win. They cannot win big with Sergei Bobrovsky in goal. Well, I couldn't have been more wrong. And he may make me look bad again. Very well could. But that being said, McDavid and Draisaitl, Hyman, they're off the schneid here a little bit. I think this is appointment television. The NBA is on ice, and now the NHL has got the ice all to themselves. So while the NBA cools its heels, Edmonton is really starting to heat up here. This is going to be interesting. I'm Marty Trout. We're coming back. Euro 2024 talk and a whole lot more here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight. Coming right back. That it might have been love, she don't feel it though. Why you acting like we ain't been here before? We've been here before, yeah. It's such a shame. It's such a shame, you already know it. I'm expressing all my pain, you know I'm a poet. When you sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest though. How you say heat your body?
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
All right, talking the world of sports here across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio. And welcome WGCH, News Talk 1490, Fox News Talk Radio in Greenwich, Connecticut, on the Gold Coast of Connecticut, Darien, Norwalk. Oh, Mount Kisco, Bedford, Bedford Falls, Tuxedo Park, White Plains. Yes, WGCH and worldwide on their web at WGCH.com. And we'll be listening in the overnight hours. Let's bring him in here, Nico, who's just doing a great, great job for us on Euro 2024. He's into the NBA stuff. And so let's get Nico Fisbos in here right now. Nico, Marty Terrell, thanks for popping on. How are you?
Good. How are you, Marty? So nice to hear you, my friend. How's everything going?
I'm doing great, and here we are getting ready to put a cap on the Celtics. Let's get that out of the way real quick, and then I want to get into Euro 2024, and I want to thank the folks, Herb Chambers, Danvers, Massachusetts, Warwick, Rhode Island, inner city of Boston, all the suburbs, the Herb Chambers family of luxury automobiles, including Mercedes-Benz, by Rocket Mortgage, American Premium Vodka. So we want to throw those names out there. And we also want to, again, salute Robert Small, Bob Small at WGCH AM 1490 in Greenwich, Connecticut, on the Gold Coast of Connecticut, hearing us as we have now, they have now become an affiliate of Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America. All right, give me a quick hit on the Celtics. I want to get your opinion. You've been following it closely. Give me a summation on this, and you got some good information because you're in the Rhode Island area, and Mazzulla was at Bishop Hendrickson, like the Notre Dame of private schools in Rhode Island. Went to West Virginia. His dad was a hell of a coach, and he's got some great sports ties. So you know a lot more about than I do about Joe Mazzulla. Give me a hit on the Celtics and the Celtics coach, the youngest since Bill Russell in '69 to guide the Celtics to an NBA championship. Let's hear.
The recap for me, Marty, on the Celtics and Mavericks matchup is very clear. Mavericks kind of outdid themselves through in the playoffs. Nobody kind of saw it coming. They were able to tough it out, get to the finals, and unfortunately they were outplayed by the Celtics. The Celtics have way too much firepower for them. I know they blew them out in the fourth game. They brought the score to 3-1, but I told you yesterday, I believe the Celtics will close out dominantly. The Mavericks weren't able to come even close to that game. So props to the Celtics. I believe this could be a team that can go back-to-back and then maybe even start a dynasty. I know you hate to hear it because it's early, but they got youth. They got experience. It's very tough to get your first one. And the second one, I think, is going to be an easier one to get.
Why do we bring up Dynasty, though? I just spent half the show. It makes my head hurt. Let's enjoy the one they just won. Everyone's bringing up Dynasty today. Drives me crazy, Nico.
I know. Crazy. I like to drive you a little bit crazy, you know. That's okay.
Yeah, man.
I mean, sometimes you got to create some hype because I feel like this team got very close to it a few times, and it was confidence that was lacking. It was that anxiousness and that mental problem of getting through the hurdle and winning one. So that's why I got so much confidence in them. It's very hard to get your first one. It's a big moment for them. I'm very happy for the city of Boston, and I can't wait to see what's next.
All right, Joe Mazzulla, the coach. I'm firmly on record. I'm totally disarmed now. I thought this guy was way over the tips of his skis. I hated to see Ime Udoka get fired, but he was putting his pen in the wrong ink hole, if you know what I mean. He was making poor judgments I mean, just stupid, stupid, especially with one of the owner's wives. I mean, my God, give your head a shake. Anyways, Mazzulla, we clean up the show here a little bit. And he's got some big-time connections in the soccer world. But I'm totally disarmed. I need to shut up. He's got a championship. I need to pipe down. Joe Mazzulla got the job done.
He's got a championship, and in game one, there was a shot of him and Pep Guardiola, one of the most decorated coaches of all time in soccer history, coach of Manchester City that just won the Premier League. He was on court with him, and then Joe Mazzulla kind of mentioned that Pep was kind of talking to him about defense, offense, transition, and how he had some helpful tips for him during the series because, you know, the Mavericks were a team that caught everybody off guard. Nobody expected them to beat the Clippers. Nobody expected them to beat the Wolves. And, you know, all of a sudden they're in the finals. And I'm sure Joe Mazzulla had to do some work in order to beat this team. So very cool of him to kind of do a cross-sport transition and bring one of the most decorated coaches of all time to game one.
All right, well, listen, like I said, I'm disarmed. I will bow to Mazzulla. I'm one of the now card-carrying members of the Joe Mazzulla fan club, so I'm a front runner.
You're a believer.
All right, we're gonna keep you for two segments. I've just decided, and I appreciate you being game and willing. You're doing an outstanding job.
Thank you.
Let's get to Euro 2024. Let's back up yesterday. Boy, I thought France was in trouble. I smelled an upset coming.
Tell me
about that. I thought France was going to get picked off, and boy, I tell you right now, that game got nearly knotted up in the 78th or 88th minute. I forgot. Was watching intently, but hey, the Frenchman got it done. Mbappe though, broken nose. I think he's out in their next matchup. I think it's against the Netherlands. Give me a quick hit on that.
First phase of the Euro is done. We saw everybody play. The only teams that showed dominance was Germany and for sure Spain against Croatia. Everybody else looked shaky, even France yesterday. They had a hard time. Mbappe had a crazy miss. I would say he missed a layup for whoever is not watching too much soccer to put up France 2-0, and then he gets his nose broken a few plays later. He's going to be out of the group stage games, and he's going to come back in the knockout stage of the Euro 2024. I still think France wins and gets out of the group stage, but he's going to be crucial. He's going to be crucial for our France. He has to be healthy for them to be able to win this cup. I still have a lot of confidence in them. Portugal today, Cristiano Ronaldo, also known as the Tom Brady of soccer, 39 to 40 years old, still playing. Portugal squeezed out the win against Czech Republic, although they went down 1-0 in the second half. Showed some heart. I would say Portugal, France, and Germany right now, along with Spain, are looking like the stronger side in the Euro 2024.
All right, we're talking to Nico Bifsas as we are breaking down the Euro 2024. We're in the next round. What do you see coming down the pike? You're right about Portugal. Ronaldo is fun to watch. I mean, 5 shots on goal today. I think he had 5 shots. That's the stat I saw. And I didn't get to see much of it. I really didn't. I had a very, very media and meeting-laden day today. So it was kind of cuckoo. So I didn't see a lot. Is Portugal good enough, do you think, to win this whole thing, though? Because they seem like an outlier right now.
Portugal is good enough to win it. They've won it before. And they are a team that breathes and lives soccer. They have a lot of quality in that roster. Players that are playing in Italy, England, Spain, France, and, you know, at the end of the day, Portugal is going to be one of the most experienced teams in the tournament. Today, they showed heart. They fought until the last minute and won the game. Tomorrow, we got Croatia against Albania, Germany against Hungary, and Scotland against Switzerland. All these games are going to be very, very tough. Croatia and Albania need a win each. Draw is not good enough, so I expect them to fight to the bell. And then Scotland against Switzerland is going to be the same thing. Scotland, 0 points. Switzerland has a win already. Scotland has to make something happen tomorrow.
All right, we got a break coming up here in a few minutes. And then on the other side, we're going to look ahead, and we're going to have you crystal ball. We're going to look at some of the matchups and some of the highlights so far and kind of have you predict what may be coming down the pike. because that's where you're going to really prove. That's where you're going to prove your mettle. What has surprised you so far, though? Is there anything surprising so far? I mean, Spain just came out and looked like a well-oiled machine. I mean, that was. Oh, I mean, it was 3-0. It could have been 6-0. I mean, that to me was.
When you speak sports, you're speaking Spain. Spain is a team that dominates in every single sport, basketball, soccer, tennis, it doesn't matter. So I always expect Spain to be on point. They got a lot of really good systems engraved in the team. The thing that surprised me in this first phase of the Euro Cup is definitely going to be England. They played Serbia. Serbia is a decent team. Everybody expects, even the bookies expect England to win it. But they seemed timid to me. They seemed kind of confused. I saw frustration on the field. Harry Kane looked heavy, not too confident in them. They looked scared. They looked scared of that big moment because they've never won one. And I'm afraid that they're in need for a big shock. It's hard to build momentum when you play bad. Once you get out of the group stage, the Sharks are coming. You got to play tough games against tough teams that are hungry to beat you. So that was the most surprising thing to me so far in this Euro, man.
Nico Bifsas, he is our analyst on Euro 2024, and we got big hopes for him coming up in a couple of years with World Cup 2026. And me and Nico are going to stake ourselves at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, and who knows, maybe Soldier Field or SoFi out in Los Angeles. All right, you stay right there. Don't go away. We're going to crystal ball now as we head into a busy, busy midweek towards the weekend, Euro 2024. 8 venues across Germany, and we got you locked and loaded here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Don't go away. We're coming right back.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
All right, we're talking the world of sports here on Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell. Again, thank you, New England Mercedes-Benz dealers, the Herb Chambers Group, and all the great folks there. American Premium Vodka, Rocket Mortgage, and we got some other great things in store for you. Nico Bipsas is our insider on the Euro 2024. Great guy, very informed on the world soccer stage, and that's why we bring him here on Sports Overnight America. I just want to hit one thing, Nico, before we get back to you, and that is the TV ratings on Father's Day with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, the Indiana Fever and the Chicago Sky. My God. I mean, we're talking nearly a quarter century, 23 years plus, an all-time record. You know, and my take is this. People are into this. This Clark-Reese thing is now, you know, it's a rivalry. It all started a couple years ago, you know, with the hand waving over the face, like I'm invisible or you don't see me or whatever that was all about with Angel Reese. And then we had it come full circle up in Albany. And then obviously, you know, Iowa this time got it done. And now Clark has taken her game to the pro level, and with it, all the jealousy from, you know, upwards of $50 million in endorsements. These two gals, they act like they're civil, but there's great disdain there. And you can see right through it, especially with Reese. And I'm not singling her out, but I guess I am. Because we sat in Albany up at, you know, MVP Arena during the regionals. And, you know, she said all the right things, but none of it has come true. None of it. And, you know, there's a, I'm not going to get into the race thing, but it's just, it's ugly, and America is eating it up. They're lapping it up. These television numbers, and granted, Father's Day, you got a lot of people sitting at home or going out to dinner or brunch. Sunday brunch is big for Father's Day. You hustle home that game. It just drew a crazy number. And I'll say this before we get back to soccer. WNBA is not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere, folks. This league has got traction. It has got absolute attraction. And therefore, traction as in it's got people interested. The numbers are way up. You cannot deny these. It is just unbelievable. It really and truly is. So good for them. And, you know, if you need a little controversy, if it's got to take on a catfight mentality, little WWF or WE or whatever you want to call it, bring it on. As long as no one gets hurt, and long as nobody says anything disparaging about race, color, creed, sex, choices, that's all well and good. If they want to keep it, you know, if there's an occasional, I guess, body slam, hey, these gals are tough, I guess. So, and like one commentator, yeah, go ahead. Nico, you can weigh in on this. Let's hear. Go ahead.
Did you see that whack that Caitlin Clark got on that layup attempt that she did? I mean, oh my goodness, WWE, how about boxing and MMA? She was going in for a layup, and that other lady just whacked her across the head with a forearm. Caitlin Clark fell on the floor, and the most shocking part about it is that the lady that whacked her turned around and acted like she did nothing. I mean, they're roughing that girl up, and, like, I love that she's changing her game. I know that she can shoot from the logo, and she has those crazy shots, but she's putting her body on the line, and you got to appreciate that, man. She knows she's getting smacked, and she's still driving. I love that.
You know, and from your outpost in Rhode Island, how much, Nico, during the tournament and when all this stuff was going on for the last couple of years, were you hearing a lot of buzz of it in your community? Because I tell you, nationally.
Tons of buzz.
What's that?
Tons of buzz. A ton of buzz. And also, I'll tell you what, any restaurant that I walked into along the way, and even on, you said, Father's Day, even we had the WNBA games on TV, and there was people watching. It's not something that's going unnoticed. Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese, Superman against Batman. you name it. But there's drama behind there, and there's smacks being thrown around, there's crazy shots being made, and everybody wants to see that. I mean, I'd rather watch that than a boring game that has no context behind it, for sure.
It's unbelievable. It really is. But, hey, I'm happy for him. I really and truly am. I absolutely love it. All right, let's get back to Euro 2024. You mentioned it. We moved to Wednesday, the 19th of June. And let's run these down real quick. And yeah. You already mentioned 9 o'clock Eastern, Croatia, Albania. How do you see this one? I mean, I gotta think Croatia is gonna get their ship righted here in a hurry. Let's start right there.
Croatia has to win tomorrow. Croatia is in a death group. You know, the teams in there are strong: Spain, Italy, Croatia, and Albania. Croatia has to win this game. They lost 3-0 in the first one. This is for their country. They're gonna put their bodies on the line. And Albania, although it's their first major competition they're playing in, they showed some heart against Italy. They had a 93rd or 94th minute chance to tie the game. They lost in the end, but they showed some heart. They got Germany playing Hungary. I expect a smash here. Hungary does not have the firepower to play against Germany. And then Scotland versus Switzerland. Now, let me add this. We have Denmark against England. For whoever's been watching soccer, even if you watch the major tournament, Denmark against England is a grudge match. They played before in the knockout stage. England won at the end, but Denmark put a hell of a fight. And Denmark has Højlund, Manchester United striker, and Christian Eriksen, which also played for Manchester United. So I expect to watch a crazy, crazy competitive game on that one. Spain versus Italy, the second game of the day at 3 p.m. Thursday, June 20th. Amazing game. We're going to watch Spain, which crushed Croatia 3-0 in the first game, and Italy looking to get at least a draw in this game to secure the second place.
Florian Wirtz got the first goal of Euro 2024. If Germany wins it on their home land, in their home country, then he might get the last goal for all we know. He looks great. Germany should have no issues with Hungary. On Wednesday. No. Let's hear.
No issues with Hungary. A record was broken today, Marty. You want to know? You want to hear it?
Yes.
Cristiano Ronaldo was the youngest player to score on their debut in an international competition. Today, Arda Güler, Real Madrid star at 19 years old, broke that record. I sent you the video. It's a screamer. He gets the ball off the right side of the field, brings it to his left foot, and sends it at the spiders. In Greece, we say at the spiders when we're talking about tight spaces on the goal. Right in the corner where the spider would make a little hole for itself. That's where our dog Güler sent the ball today and became the youngest player to score a goal in their debut in an international competition. What a goal. What a moment for him.
I saw the clip courtesy of you. I'll tell you what, that left-footed kicker, and did you notice how he used the defender to screen his goaltender? Did you see how he released that? That left foot came around, and like you said, he went upper left spider, but did you see how the goalie reacted? He did not see that ball coming until it was too late. Kid had a sense of how to use a defender to your advantage. In hockey, they'd call it screening the goaltender. That was amazing. You don't teach that. Oh. That is sheer raw talent.
That is sheer raw talent. And, you know, Florentino Perez, Real Madrid president, is not a dummy. He paid close to $100 million for this guy at 18 years old. And although he spent most of the year on the bench at Real Madrid, he's showing that he has talent. And he's going to put some tough decisions to make for Ancelotti coming the fall and starting with La Liga and Real Madrid, because although they signed Mbappe, they got Vinicius Jr., they got Jude Bellingham, Arda Güler is going to be hard to deny a spot in that team.
I tell you what, man, you have forgotten more than I'll ever know about soccer. I mean, you and Rick Tittle on this network, Dominic Jimenez, the producer, you guys are just absolute machines. I'm a Johnny come lately to MLS. which I like. I love the EPL on Saturday and Sundays. I really do. It's a long season. It really the English Premier League is great. You want to see who's going to get demoted, who's going to get elevated. The one knock I have against the sport at any level, including Euro, including World Cup, is the flopping. It drives me crazy. But Nico, why is soccer catching on? It's going to a whole nother level. Now, I have a theory, and it's controversial, because I think a lot of it has to do with legalized gambling in the United States, and that bothers me a little bit. Because, you know, people can make choices.
Soccer.
Well, go ahead. Marty, go ahead. Let's hear. But I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that gambling's legal now.
Gambling's legal, but gambling's been around forever. You know, you can't deny that. People have been gambling on sports, whether it's legal or illegal, forever. Soccer is the most popular sport on the planet. Everybody is interested in the big stars, and we just went through an era where we had Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi go head-to-head in different competitions, national teams, Champions League, La Liga. They met each other so many times, and it was sort of the most dramatic time and the most high-quality football we've ever seen. But soccer is catching on. I mean, it's undeniable. There's no denying about it. Lionel Messi, one of the greatest soccer players to ever touch a football, came and played for Inter Miami. He brought Luis Suarez with him. He brought Busquets with him, Jordi Alba. Those are guys that would never come to America, but they saw how much Americans love soccer. They saw that there's passion behind it, and with David Beckham being the owner, they brought a lot of positive attention to it. And I expect the MLS to rise, because World Cup is coming, and all the young American kids, they're going to want to spot in that team, the national team. The whole world is going to be watching. USA is hosting it. USA has to defend its grounds, and I can't wait for it, man. I can't wait. I think USA has a great shot to put their name on the line and rise to the occasion.
You know, you came into this country in Philadelphia, and that is a huge soccer city now. And I wanted you to give a shout out to your buddy down there. And I'm hoping, man, you're going to do some amazing things. You already have on this program. I feel blessed to have found you. I really do. Absolute blessing. And I want you to give a shout out to your buddy. You came into this country from Athens, Greece. You settled in Philadelphia, and you made your way up and down the East Coast. You're a very, very talented man. Give a shout out to your buddies down there in Philly. I hope we get to go down and see them and break some bread there, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. Philadelphia was the first state I ever moved in. The Petrogiannis family is a family that owns restaurants and diners in the Northeast region as well as downtown Philly. Historic Broad Street Diner, Melrose Diner. And they just renovated Tiffany on the Boulevard. They used to have it as a diner serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner and being open overnight. Now they added a full bar, cocktails, beers, and they're launching happy hours. So if you're in the Northeast Philadelphia or even in the Philadelphia city, visit Tiffany on the Boulevard. Go grab yourself a beer, grab yourself a delicious burger, and even if you're around for breakfast, they got everything under the sun. High quality, been around for 40 years almost now. So, yeah, shout out to them. They're amazing people, and they've always treated me good.
All right, we're going to get you again later on this week. Nico Bifsauce, you are the man. Thank you so much. Euro 2024, Mercedes-Benz, Rocket Mortgage, and enjoy the soccer with American Premium Vodka. Celebrate responsibly. Nico, I love you. Great job out of you, pal.
Thank you. Thank you, Marty, for having me. And thank you to everyone who's listening. I hope you guys love soccer just as much as I do by the end of this.
All right. Indeed we do. Thank you, Nico. All right, we're coming back. Put a wrap on it. What we're screaming and screaming about. It's puck tonight. It's puck. It's Edmonton in Florida. Sports Byline.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact.
And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All right, the curtain fell on the NBA with a curtain fall on the NHL. I don't know, but we're raising the curtain on WGCH, News Talk 1490, Fox News Radio. Robert Small, Bob, the operations manager in Greenwich, Connecticut. Thank you. Mount Kisco, Bedford, Darien, Norwalk, Westport, Connecticut. My buddy Dave Shea and his wife Annie. WGCH 1490. We are very, very glad to invite them and have them on the network as a terrestrial affiliate. And they stream, and it's a very well-run talk station. Excellent. And hits the Gold Coast of Connecticut. So we're excited about that. But yeah, tonight it's pucks, folks, right? A little baseball. Red Sox have come off the mat here a little bit in our sojourn up the Northeast Coast. A little pumped up. Didn't get to see a game. We were TD Garden with Bruins and Celtics and down in Texas, but yeah, baseball's got a little juice. Judge is having a absolute murderer's row type of year. I think he's going for 65, maybe. I don't know. He may go 75 for all we know. He's on a massive tear right now, but it is cyclical. And Skeens, last night, 7 Ks, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati. What'd they give him? 6, maybe 7. He's clearly, I don't know. I wish I could see a guy. Wake me up when there's another complete game in baseball, would you? I'll be asleep for a long time. I mean, the complete games are just, they're no longer. There is no longer. Rarely. I mean, occasionally. I think we had one this year out of Boston. I think Tanner Houck had one. But other than that, you just don't see it. And I think Tanner Houck, Dom and I were talking about, it was like an hour and 47 minutes. So those are rare. All right, good job out of the whole crew. Whatever you're watching, streaming, and screaming about in the world of sports, we hope you're passionate about it. Jeff and Jen, they're around tonight. The Rich Clan, on Sports Byline. I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy the rest of the night. More sports talk coming up after the top of the hour here on Sports Overnight America, Sports Byline broadcast. Adios. Yeah. Yeah.